Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I want to just worship you and praise you and thank you because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. So, Lord, I praise you. I thank you. I worship you. I worship you for the word. I worship you that the word is forever settled in heaven and cannot be broken. So, Lord, I thank you for this beautiful written word. I thank you for the mighty Holy Spirit that reveals it to us. Now, Lord, as the word goes out today, as we learn more about our enemy, and Lord, that's my objective, to teach people who you are and who our enemy is, so we can walk in accordance with your will, Father, by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the words of Jesus, and not by the ways of the enemy that is completely contrary to the word of God. So, Lord, as the word goes out today, reveal it to us in Jesus' name. Now, then, yesterday we were talking about some of the different strongholds that the enemy puts into us in our thought life and how he beats up on us as Christians. And we named a few organizations and things that does that he works through to do these things. Now, any time that our thought life is in agreement with unbelief, fear, or these habitual sins, the enemy that lives in us, in the darkness, in our heart, which is Satan, and he has legal right to dwell in darkness, then he is at rest. Now then, it is absolutely significant that the process of deliverance quite often involves a season of inter-conflict and turmoil. In other words, this is a good sign. It signifies the individual's will, desires to be free. In other words, we should expect a time where we must exercise our authority in Christ as we resist the devil. Because in 1 Peter, the Lord clearly told us to submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. If you don't learn how to submit yourself to God in accordance with his word and then resist the devil with the word of God, you will be tormented by these evil spirits in your being forever. You will carry them to your death. They will be here in your body. They will deceive you. They will lie to you. They will mess up your thought pattern as you go through life. And you will never be able to understand and interpret the word of God as it is written. The Holy Spirit will be limited on what he can do because you're and thinking is not according to God's word. You have these strongholds in your physical being. And so, now then, as Paul speaks of this struggle of the church, Paul tells us that we're going to go through this struggle. He talks about this. He tells us that we're going to be fighting against these principalities and powers. And there will be a period of fighting. And it will be involved in the process of pulling down strongholds, for you are breaking your agreement with a foe, which is Satan and his demons, who will absolutely fight tooth and nail to remain in your life. Now, these critters do not want to give you up. They will do everything possible to lie to you. When you pray for somebody long enough and you break the power of the devil in their life, and you can do that for anybody if you're willing to stay with it and pray and take authority over the forces of darkness, because you, as a born-again, spirit-filled son or daughter of the King of the universe, have been given complete power and authority over Satan and his demons if you're walking holy before the Lord. Now then, when you are doing this, you can break the power of the devil in these people's lives, and you can break the power of this foe, which is Satan, who is going to fight to the end to remain in these people's lives. He will do that to remain in your life. And there is a multitude of people that I know, just like I was, that was deceived with unbelief and fear. I mean, there's two realms right there, and that's just as bad as anything else. It's all sin. And I didn't realize how much unbelief I was living in. And I'm not living in near as much unbelief as I used to, but I'm sure the enemy is still deceiving me in some realms, although I am walking in a much greater realm now than I ever have. And the Lord continuously, every year, seems to put me to a greater test somewhere to bring me to a new level. Now, I don't know what he could do to bring me to a level above where he's brought me to now, but I'm sure he knows what he is going to do. But the last couple of years, I've had some of the greatest tests in my life that I've ever had. And so far, they have truly brought me to a new level of faith. And I have seen the Lord do some of the most awesome miracles that I have ever seen him do. He is an awesome God. Now then, while we may find comfort in being a Christian, has not made us perfect yet. Now the Lord tells us to work on this. He tells us, be ye perfect, because like your Father in heaven is perfect. And he tells us when we are perfect or complete and mature in all things, we shall do the same things that Jesus did. So this perfection is something that obviously is obtainable because the Lord told us to do these things. But in the meantime, there are still many strongholds within us. Therefore, let us identify some of these spiritual fortresses. Rare is a Christian who is not limited by at least one of the following strongholds. And I'm going to tell you that since I've learned these particular strongholds, this one that I'm going to list first is probably the greatest enemy in the church today. And that stronghold is unbelief. You ask the average Christian, just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, a young lady called me the other day. She's been to several of my healing schools. She's heard me teach God's word. So she called and said, Thurman, my associate pastor's, whatever she was, one of the relatives, had a baby that was born, and the child was born with a deformed brain. And the baby was going to be handicapped. She said, I want you to pray for the child. I said, well, okay, lest you and I take Matthew 18:19 right now and pray the prayer of agreement. Oh, she said, I couldn't do it. If I did, it wouldn't work. I said, ma'am, I said, look at what God's word says. God's word in Matthew 18:19 says, if two of us on earth agree about anything we ask him for, it shall be done for us by our Father which is in heaven. Now, what kind of a promise is that? That is an awesome promise. Now, we make sure our sins are confessed, not make sure we're not living in any kind of sin. And we take the word of God, we come to the Father with that promise, and stand on it with no unbelief in our heart, and he'll do it for us. So, but see, here she was in unbelief. She wanted me to pray the prayer of faith, but she couldn't believe she could stay in agreement with me. So I finally enticed her to pray the prayer of faith with me and stay in belief with me. So she finally did. We prayed the prayer of faith for the little child. I asked the Lord to restore that brain. In fact, I asked him in the prayer, I said, Father, I don't know what all is wrong with this child. So from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, I ask you to restore and correct anything the enemy might have messed up. And I praise you and thank you for doing it. I said, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I said, it is done because it's written in your word. I said, do you agree with this young lady? She said, yes, I most definitely do. I said, good. Then call the people and tell them you guarantee the baby is well. But Thurman, she said, I can't guarantee it. I said, why not? God did. She said, now, wait a minute. I said, I thought you were in agreement with me. She said, well, yes, I am in agreement with you. I said, then I prayed that the Lord would heal the child. He said, anything you and I agree upon, he will do. And she said, well, yes, that's what he said. I said, then call him and tell him. So she called the family and told them that Thurman said he guarantees the baby was healed. Take it back to the doctor and check it. It would be fine. Well, that was a good start. She had some belief, but you see where we're living in unbelief. Most of us do not believe these mighty promises. So, a couple days later, they took the little child back. Now, I didn't even know about the leg, but I did ask the Father in the name of Jesus to correct everything the enemy might have messed up from the top of its little head to the bottom of its little feet. And in the process of that, it gave the Father legal right to completely restore the child. And so The child had a messed up leg, too, that I didn't know about in the birth. So when they took the child back, not only was the brain normal, but the leg was normal also. And I saw the senior pastor of that church the other day over in North Richland Hills, and he reassured me again. This is several months later. He said, that child is doing wonderfully well. Now, why is it that we all live in this stronghold of unbelief? This is, to me, got to be one of the greatest strongholds the devil has to us. When we pray, he'll let us, now you don't really think that God would do such a wonderful thing as that for an old wicked person like you. Well, if you've got sin in your heart's going to condemn you, and you will not be able to pray that prayer of faith. So what a shame, but that's a stronghold of unbelief the devil holds in our hearts. And another one is cold love. So many people are not willing to love everybody, regardless of what the circumstances is, because God is love. So you're supposed to demonstrate his love through you. You're supposed to have warm love for everybody. And fear. And pride. Unforgiveness. Lust. Greed. Or any combination of these, as well as the possibility of many others. Now, I'm going to tell you, because we excuse ourselves so readily, it is difficult to discern the areas of oppression in our lives. After all, these are our thoughts, they're our attitudes, our perceptions. We justify and defend our thoughts with the same degree of intensity with which we justify and defend ourselves. As it is written in God's mighty word, over in Proverbs 23, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, if the devil has got a stronghold in your heart, and he has so deceived you that with that stronghold he's bound you with unbelief, cold love, fear, pride, unforgiveness, lust, greed, or any of those, if you have these strongholds in your life, you will not be able to pray the prayer of faith for people. The enemy has deceived you in many ways, and you can only get away from this by renewing your mind daily with the Word and then beginning to believe the mighty promises of God's Word. And when you begin to get to where you can believe the promises of God's Word, then you can come to Him and there will be no unbelief. So when you confess all of your sins and start walking holy before the Lord, your heart will not condemn you. Then you will know that you have the petition you ask of the Father, and you can thank Him and praise Him for your answers. I'd like to invite you to call us for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, starting at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle for you. Praise His holy name.